A group of Skagway students is heading south for spring break. They're leaving the harsh north winds for the warmth of the Marshall Islands. But their focus is serious, to study how climate change is impacting the island nation. The trip will even include a visit with the president. The Marshall Islands are located in the central Pacific Ocean, between Hawaii and the Philippines. It's over 5,000 miles southwest of Skagway. The low-lying island nation is particularly vulnerable to the effects of climate change. And that's why a group of Skagway high schoolers is heading there.
This is their issue. I mean, it's really, you know, while I will feel it, it's like they will have to take it on.
Kent Fielding is a high school teacher at the Skagway School. He's leading 9 students on an upcoming trip to the Pacific Islands.
When you start talking to students, they're all aware of, you know, climate change. And this was an issue that seemed to you know, touch a nerve and you know, something that they all wanted to investigate.
Zach Breen is one of the students.
It's a place that none of us have really been to, like that sort of area in the world. And so that's something that's new for all of us.
But why the Marshall Islands, when communities much closer to home in Alaska are also directly impacted by climate change? Here's Fielding.
When you look at places that are affected first by climate change, you're talking about, you know, Pacific Island atolls, and you're also talking about, you know, Arctic places, you know, and you look at Alaska right now, we have like, you know, in this past year, we have at least 2, maybe 3 villages that have asked to be relocated due to, you know, increasing winter storms, decreasing winter ice, and melting permafrost.
Climate change is impacting Alaska as well, but Fielding says exploring the situation in the Marshall Islands will give students a perspective outside of the state.
I think if you can form the connection between these places, you make climate change more real. It's not just an Alaskan problem, it's a worldwide problem.
Breen has started to put those pieces together.
They're just kind of experiencing the other hand of it, whereas we're losing our glaciers, they're losing their land.
Students will meet with a number of people, including the country's president, Marshallese poets, and climate change activists. They'll also visit high schools and a college. They'll make a documentary based on the trip. Leading up to the adventure, students are doing prep work, presenting on different topics related to the country. Denver Evans researched coral bleaching. The Marshall Islands are coral atolls.
And if there's a small or even a big change that just happens really fast as far as temperature or alkalinity or acidity or anything of that nature, the corals actually get really stressed out.
When that happens, she says the corals turn white.
That can actually disrupt a lot of the ecosystem around the coral itself. And if they are continually stressed, the corals actually start to die, and that whole ecosystem collapses with them. So it can really affect their livelihoods.
Evans and Breen both say they're excited to be immersed in a different culture and to learn firsthand how other communities are experiencing climate change.
Getting a different perspective from somewhere else that still relies on marine life, much like a lot of Alaskan communities do, seeing that impact of how their not only their ecosystems and their food sources, but also their actual homes are being affected is going to be very interesting.
Fielding says he doesn't expect the group of students to be able to solve any climate change problems on this trip.
But, you know, little by making connections, you know, perhaps, you know, at some point we can have a political will to actually make a change in this country. Because right now there isn't a political will to make a change. I mean, the political will is going opposite of climate change.
The group will host a climate change conference in Skagway next October. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Abby Collins.